Well, hey there, and welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Hey, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. Today's a lot of fun. I get to hang out with my buddy Chuck Allen to talk about something that I think is going to help a lot of people today. Oftentimes, people will come up and they'll have the sense, hey, I need to do something for God. They'll have the sense, I need to do something more for God. But honestly, if they're not careful, they'll overthink it. They'll ask too many questions when honestly, I think they just need to get started.
Yeah, in a world where it seems like everything is complicated, it's almost like we treat everything in the church like going to the DMV to get a new license and you've let it expire.
Yeah.
And yet I think over and over and over, especially in the gospel recordings of the gospel writers, what we find is that Jesus has given us this an extraordinarily simplistic way to live in victory.
Yeah. And there's tons of examples of this, but one great example is found in Mark chapter 14, where there's this example of a person that started doing something.
Yeah, so in the text, beginning in verse 3 of Mark 14, the story is told that Jesus is in Bethany, a small hamlet, in the home of Simon, who a guy who presently or had previously had leprosy, and they're eating. Now, Jesus, if you get the picture, is reclining at a table that's probably about a foot high, and so they're kind of leaning on their side because that's how they would have enjoyed a meal together. And this woman comes in with an alabaster jar of expensive perfume, and in verse 4, it shows that some of the men at the table were indignant because, you see, it went against every grain of societal norm for her to be in the room with men. Her place, according to that time, was you go to the kitchen and do your work. I mean, Bobby, can you imagine how indignant those guys would have been? This is way out of character.
Yeah, for them, we read it and we just move on, but for them, this is scandalous.
Yeah, and the scripture says she comes in with this jar of perfume that's basically worth 1 year's wages. It's worth the entire year you work for. And so she takes this entire bottle, breaks it, and she pours it on Jesus, and she's sharing with Jesus that I want to anoint you, I want to share with you how much I love you. And guess what? The guys at the table, their indignant thoughts were they criticized her for doing that.
They're like, what in the world are you doing? Why are you wasting a year's worth of money?
Not only are you wasting the money, but girl, you don't belong here.
Yeah.
And I find it interesting that Jesus comes to her rescue. Jesus says in verse 6, leave her alone. Why criticize her for doing such a good thing to me? You're going to always have the poor among you, and you can help them whenever you want to. Now, I find it interesting also, Bobby, that it's not as though these guys had not already been corrected and instructed as to how we're supposed to care for widows, orphans, and the poor. Jesus had been abundantly clear. But then he throws something out that's awesome. He says, she is preparing my body for burial ahead of time. He's saying she understands the most important thing in life. But to do that, Bobby, how would you characterize this? What happened to her? What did she do that kind of activated her faith?
Absolutely. And it's a great question. I think a lot of people wrestle with this. I think one of the things we learned from her is you just got to start where you're at. Mm-hmm. You got to start where you're at. So often we are looking to the next phase of life, looking to the next stage in life, we think, man, if I was someplace else, then I'd really be able to do X, whatever that thing is for them. And we all hear people say the grass is always greener on the other side. Well, one of the things that's true is that God can't use you where you're not.
That's right, yeah.
So if your head is always someplace else, I wish I was somewhere else, you're never going to be effective where you're at. And so here's a girl that started where she was.
Yeah, and does something that Jesus says is critically important because she has made him the center of her life. I noticed... I don't know what store I was in, but I saw the cover of Time magazine this week, and it has a young woman on it, and it just says mindfulness, the key to health. And I thought to myself, she was mindful of who was in the room.
Yeah.
Her mindfulness that she was in the presence of the deity and the beauty and the glory and the grandeur of God's Son caused her to say, wait a minute, I'm willing to give what I have where I am and do the most that I can with it. I think that's a beautiful picture, but isn't it funny that when you do that, she's getting criticized for it?
Absolutely. So she's one of the things I love about what you said is she's fully present.
Yeah.
She's all in that moment, and you drop that in there to say that she used what she had.
Yeah.
There's a lot she didn't have. She didn't have status in the room. She wasn't the most influential person in the room, but she had this jar of perfume that was valuable, and so she was fully present where she was at, and she took what little she had and she poured it out.
I think that's so cool, especially when Jesus says, okay, leave her alone. This is one of the great things about following the Lord, and I believe he genuinely wants to cover us with his protection, especially when we start where we are. We're mindful of him first, and we use what we have. And then as it gets even better, Jesus says, wherever the gospel is preached throughout all of time, there's going to be a memorial to this girl because of one thing. And what's the one thing she did? She did what she could.
Yeah. Everybody can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, so often we talk to people, man, that get paralyzed by overthinking something, or they want some grand thing that everybody notices.
Yeah.
But here's a girl that's in a room that nobody ought to ever hear about, and yet because she took what she had and did what she could, she did what she could in that moment.
Yeah. Jesus Wouldn't it be cool if you could put on your resume that Jesus said there's going to be a memorial of greatness to you wherever the gospel is preached, which today is worldwide, all because of one thing. She did what she could.
So what would you say to somebody listening today that falls into that category? They're like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? How would you say that they could process this today?
Wherever you're at, be mindful that Jesus is there with you.
Yeah.
The scriptures are clear. You cannot go anywhere that God is not.
Yeah.
So one, be mindful that he wants to use you where you're at. Secondly, if you're mindful to that, the fact that the divine wants to use you where you're at, he has already given you something to use.
Yeah.
All you have to do is be willing to put that into activation. I love to think of it as faith activation.
Yeah.
And then the final thing is, are you willing to do that in such a way that's probably going to cost you something?
Hmm.
And when it costs you something, you can look back and say, the Lord genuinely blessed this effort and gave me great joy in my soul because I did one thing. I did what I could where I was at, with what I had, and that's true for every person on the planet.
Yeah, so today as you're listening to this, one thing about it is just to be intentional. Maybe you want to pause and you want to pray, God, would you help me to see through that lens today?
Yeah.
Would you help me to see through this lens of I can do something right now?
Yeah.
I can get started. I don't have to talk about it. I don't even need to pray about it. I just need to do it.
Yeah, it's really that simple.
Awesome.
You know what I'd say? Let's pray for these folks right now that are listening.
Absolutely.
God, would you give each listener the ability to have great confidence that you have called them to do something where they're at. You've already given them something to use with where they are and how they can use it, and that they would do all that they could, nothing more, nothing less, and that you would pat them on the back, kiss them on the cheek, and say, that's my child, you did really good today. God bless these folks. In the name of Jesus, we say, amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for listening to the podcast today. If there's anything in particular we can pray for you about, feel free to drop us an email at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, and we'd be honored to get to pray with you. But thanks again for being here. We look forward to seeing you soon. Have a great day.